Jesus. If I were to ask you what you thought the most stolen item in the world is, what would you say? According to a census taken in September of 2019, the most stolen item in the world is the Bible. Can you believe that? As I was reading that census, I was reminded of something that my late friend and mentor, Pastor David Reeves, once told me. And I've carried this with me in the front of my Bible for several years now, but as of today, I'd like to share it with you. It reads as follows. The Bible is often purchased, but seldom pursued. It is often sold, but seldom studied. It is often owned, but seldom obeyed. It is often preserved, but seldom practiced. It is often beloved, but not believed. It is often revered, but not read. It is often collected, but it's not checked. It is often cataloged, but yet it's not consulted. It is often translated, but seemingly hardly ever touched. The Bible is often enshrined, yet it is greatly neglected. The Bible is often quoted, so why is it questioned? Friends, I want to ask you today, where does the Bible fit in your life? Is it welcome in your home? Do you read it to your kids? Do you practice what it preaches? 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for all good works.